Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris. Dr. Ford Vox, our medical analyst, is with me from his office. And Dr. Vox, our topic this week, childhood obesity. It ranks as one of the most serious national health problems we face.
Yeah, here in Georgia, we've got a 30% childhood obesity rate that makes us 19th in the country. The numbers are staggering, so school districts are trying to do what they can. One tool in play is fitness report cards that schools are sending out to parents.
I've heard about these. They might notify parents their child is overweight and encourage that parent to take action.
That's right. Here's Dr. Courtney Peterson of the School of Public Health Professions at UAB speaking to that issue.
These BMI report cards are basically letters sent home from the school saying that your child is overweight or obese. And we really are concerned about this because, you know, a lot of parents take this seriously as well as their kids, and they start, you know, self-identifying, you know, I'm overweight or I'm obese, when some of them may not be. And in fact, we found that BMI, these BMI percentiles or Z-scores misdiagnosed lean kids as overweight or obese nearly a quarter of the time. So it's a huge fraction of the time. So, you know, we think a lot more caution needs to be issued, and maybe it's time to reevaluate whether we even send out BMI report cards. Are we doing more harm than good, especially knowing that BMI is not as accurate in children or adolescents?
In fact, a recent study analyzing these report cards in the New York City public school system didn't find any evidence that the notices helped, with girls who were told that they were overweight on average actually having a bit higher BMIs the following year. Besides this debate over whether it's the business of schools to be labeling kids this way, there's the question of accuracy.
I know if you've got a lot of muscle mass, for example, your BMI might be inaccurate. Is that the issue with kids too?
BMI wasn't ever meant to be a gold standard way to judge body fat, and it's an old tool, actually from the 1800s. The gold standard requires some radiation. It's called the DEXA scan. And if you really want or need to know your percent body fat precisely, that's the way to go. But it's still really useful medically to have a simple calculation we can do with easily available data like your weight and height. Unfortunately, BMI just doesn't cut it for adolescents.
Well, if BMI doesn't work in adolescents, why are we using it?
Pediatricians don't use a straight BMI, but rather what's called a Z-score, which adjusts the BMI for percentiles by gender and age. It turns out Z-scores haven't been adjusted for a long time. In fact, kids generally today weigh a good deal more since all the Z-scores were standardized. Those were based on data originally from kids between 1963 and 1980. As we've all become a bit more obese, it's important that we have a measurement that doesn't drift away too much from the hard truth. That's where new research we're talking about today comes in.
There's a better way?
Yes, there is. It's called TMI.
I think that's pretty much cemented in chat lingo, Dr. Vox.
So it stands for triponderal mass index, whereas adult body weight is proportional to height squared. That's not true in adolescents whose body fat can really affect their height. So, for example, when kids are overweight, they're going to start puberty sooner, and they can end up being taller than leaner kids. BMI generally works in adults because excess weight over the norm is often fat, but in kids, particularly boys, their body fat percentage drops suddenly in their teens as they add muscle. At the same time, they're also growing quite taller. And many girls have two growth spurts. The TMI formula is pretty simple, too. BMI is, of course, weight in kilograms divided by height in meters squared. TMI is weight in kilograms divided by height in meters cubed.
Cubed versus squared, not exactly rocket science, but definitely calculator worthy.
And it's going to be simpler and more accurate to use than the charts needed to make childhood BMIs remotely useful. With TMI, a child is going to be mislabeled as obese about 8% of the time, compared to a 20% error rate with BMI.
All right, thanks, Dr. Vox, for all of the TMI today. We'll catch you next week.
Things that you don't need. It's too